The following is intended for adult audiences.
HTH Studios presents Females Over 40 Learning Curves, featuring Monica Goldbear.
The late afternoon sun filtered through the half-closed blinds of Monica's living room, casting warm golden stripes across the wide, cushioned couch. The air smelled faintly of her coconut sunscreen and the faint musk of two bodies that had already been going at it for the better part of an hour. Alex lay on top of the much larger female, his lean rabbit frame trembling with effort. His white fur was damp with sweat, floppy ears plastered flat against his head. At 19, the young pool bunny still had that fresh-faced, eager energy. Long, powerful legs, a tight little cottontail, and a cock currently buried to the hilt inside Monica's slick, welcoming heat. Monica, 45, and proud of every soft, generous curve, lay beneath him on her back, with her thick, powerful legs wrapped loosely around his waist. Her rich, chocolate brown fur was tousled, small, rounded ears twitching with pleasure. She was a big, curvaceous brown bear, broad-hipped, heavy-breasted, thick-furred, and built like she could easily handle anything a horny young buck could give her. And right now, she was taking every frantic inch of him while looking straight up into his face with a wicked, knowing grin. Alex's hips snapped forward again and again in short, desperate strokes. His little white cottontail flicked wildly behind him with every thrust, completely exposed in the missionary position.
Oh, and just look at that little tail flick,
Monica cooed, voice thick with amusement and lust. She reached around his sides with both paws and gave his twitching cottontail a playful tug.
You're gonna pop any second now.
Alex let out a high, embarrassed squeak, his muzzle scrunching up as he tried and failed to hold back. His cock throbbed hard inside her, the thick, veined length pulsing against her inner walls. Monica's pussy was hot, silky, and greedy, clenching around him in slow, deliberate squeezes that made his knees weak.
I knew it! I knew it!
Monica laughed, low and throaty, her heavy breast swaying beneath him with every thrust.
No, keep it in.
She tightened around him deliberately, forcing his rhythm to slow even as his body screamed for release. Alex's paws gripped the couch on either side of her head, blunt claws digging into the cushion.
Look,
Monica ordered gently, voice dropping into that sultry maternal tone that always turned his brain to mush.
Keep it inside while you come. Watch yourself empty into me.
Alex's breath hitched. He stared down between their bodies where they were joined. His pink, glistening cock slid in and out of her puffy, dark-furred slit with wet, obscene sounds. Every time he pulled back, her lips clung to his shaft, shiny with their combined juices. Every time he pushed in, her thick tail lifted higher, giving him a perfect view of the way her powerful body welcomed him so completely.
Yeah, look,
she whispered, voice husky.
Trust me, honey. You're not gonna get nearly as many chances to do this as you'd like.
Her words sent a fresh shiver down his spine. Alex's hips stuttered, his balls drawing up tight against his body. He could feel the pressure building, that familiar, unstoppable rush gathering at the base of his cock. Monica's inner walls fluttered around him again, milking him with practiced skill.
That's right,
she praised, pushing her hips up to meet him harder, forcing him deeper.
Savor it, baby. Savor that feeling.
Alex's eyes rolled back for a moment as the first powerful spurt erupted from him. Thick, hot ropes of rabbit cum flooded Monica's depths in heavy pulses. He could actually see the base of his shaft throb with each shot, her pussy lips quivering around him as he pumped.
God, I could watch that sweet little ass twitch and flex and pump all day.
Monica moaned, her own voice growing breathy. She reached around again, spreading his cheeks wider so she had an even better view of his frantically twitching tail and flexing rear.
Yeah. Drain those nuts.
Alex's cottontail was a frantic white blur now, flicking and jerking with every involuntary thrust of his hips. His whole body shook as he came, long, satisfying jets that seemed to go on forever. Monica kept her thick, powerful legs locked around him, holding him deep while he emptied himself completely.
"Yeah, good boy,"
she purred, the words dripping with affectionate filth. A soft giggle escaped her as she felt the last weak spurts trickle into her.
So warm.
For a long moment, the only sounds were their ragged breathing and the faint, wet sounds of Alex's still-twitching cock buried inside her. Monica's thick tail wagged slowly, contentedly, brushing against the couch beneath them. She let him stay collapsed on top of her, savoring the way his young body continued to tremble against her softer, heavier frame. Eventually, she reached up and stroked one floppy ear, scratching gently behind it the way she knew he liked.
You really do make the cutest faces when you're trying not to come,
she teased softly.
Adorable.
He blushed hard enough that the insides of his long ears turned pink. Monica grinned wider at the sight. Alex's ears flicked with embarrassment, but his cock gave a happy throb inside her at the praise. Monica felt it and laughed softly. She kept her powerful legs wrapped around his waist, holding him close while his softening cock stayed nestled deep inside her warmth. His paws instinctively slid down to cup her heavy breasts, thumbs brushing over her stiff nipples through her thick, soft fur. Monica hummed in approval and arched her back, letting him feel the full, warm weight of her body beneath him.
Still got some left in there, huh?
She reached between their bodies and gently cupped his swollen balls, giving them a tender squeeze.
That's okay. We've got all afternoon. My husband's not home till late, and I plan on draining every last drop you've got.
Alex swallowed hard, his hips giving a tiny, involuntary rock. The thought made his head spin in the best way, knowing he was filling a much older female, a different species entirely, with load after load, while she just smiled and told him how good he was. Alex met her gaze, breathing still uneven. Monica's eyes were warm, dark, and full of playful hunger. She leaned up and licked a slow stripe along the side of his muzzle, tasting the salt of his sweat. She gave his cottontail another affectionate flick with her paw. Alex whimpered softly, already feeling Monica's inner muscles gave a slow, teasing squeeze around him, coaxing him back to full hardness.
Think you can give me another one?
Alex nodded eagerly, ears perking despite his exhaustion.
Mmm.
Monica's grin turned positively feral.
Good boy.